Well, as we tell y'all, you got to watch for the hook. So, had some technical difficulty. So, guess what? Y'all are blessed with a part one and a part two. And so, Miss Parker, get going back up.
Yeah, let me think. So, yeah, this is like a split recording, but what I was saying at the end of part one was, you didn't have to be like sitting in front of your computer all day long, working, working, working. Example for us on a Saturday, sometimes working and us checking that box of working includes looking at topics for our podcast. What topics have we done? What topics are we thinking of? Prepping ourselves for our actual recording day. So that way, on recording day, we don't have to spend 15, 20, 30 minutes, 45 minutes going back and forth on what it is that we're going to talk about, what we need to talk about, what we feel like should be talked about. We've already taken care of that on the previous day. We can jump right into our recordings. And if we want to do a second recording, there's time because we've already taken care of some things. So that's kind of what we mean by like no days off, working in advance.
One of the best ways to never take no days off. Well, Ms. Parker just told you I was brainstorming.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
You know, we just had a, we're giving you all real brainstorming episodes. And we're just sitting there talking about, like, man, we had some friends over the other night. But by the time you hear this recording, it'd been a few weeks. And they was just like, man, how do y'all come up with the stuff that y'all deal with and talk about? And I said, man, the crazy thing is, some of the best de-stressing for me and Ms. Parker is to sit out on the porch with a beverage and sometimes eat with a cigar. And we just talk about life and the business and the love we got for each other and things we deal with. And topics will just come to us.
Right. But we're de-stressing, right?
Yeah.
Because we're debriefing, but we're still kind of taking care of some business too.
Brainstorming at the
Yeah.
same time.
Yeah, taking care of business.
Because we'll sit there and talk about things and be like, hey, we already talked about that. And I'll be like, but you know, sometimes we got to circle back to certain topics.
Because at that point in time, you have a different perspective, a different take. You may have had a different encounter, a different incident that caused you to look at it differently.
And when you want to think about things differently, you can always come back. www. I watch for the number 4 thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel, summer sale. We even got certain apparel items, $10. Come
Oh,
on,
I like
folks.
a
Y'all
sale.
know y'all ain't gonna find too much original. Can't find it too many places. Probably won't find it nowhere else but here. For $10.
Right.
www. I watch for the number 4 thehook.com.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, taking a break. I mean, it has its pros, it has its cons. You have to decide, you know, where do you fit in that spectrum? Do you take a break? How long should your break be if you choose to take a break?
And that biggest con is, do I come back from it?
Can I come back from it?
Do I want to come back from it?
Right. Will I come back from it?
I mean, because this is what you got to understand. Machines, big machines can take breaks.
They sure can.
You know why they can take a break? Because they already got something in the queue.
Isn't that what I just said? Working in advance.
They already got something on standby.
Yeah, working in advance.
Most small businesses, most low tech podcasters like us, you can't take time off. You can't take a break.
Nope.
Because when you break the cycle that your customers or audience
Right.
that is listening to you, waiting on you for, you break that with them, they may not come back. And that's the biggest thing
Yep,
about
when you lose
business and
them.
podcasting.
But I mean, that's just like, you know, at this point, what you're asking yourself is, do I take a break or do I work in advance so that when moments come up where I'm not able to give it X amount of time, right? That I've worked in advance. So I'm okay with being able to touch a project for just a short span of time because I have worked in advance. I didn't take a break, but I worked in advance. And because I worked in advance, I'm able to work a little lighter at a moment in time where I normally wouldn't have the capacity to do anything. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah, because the simple fact is, thinking ahead is also doing due diligence for what you want to accomplish in your business.
Yeah.
when we talk about the hooks, we've always talked about those are unforeseen circumstances
Right.
that hinder you from achieving the greatness you seek in life. A hook can be just a simple fact what we just dealt with. The recording device said, "I'm done." In the middle of my wife's soliloquy, it said,
Wait, so I look like sounds negative.
questions when you talking and you giving a good, thoughtful, insightful point of view. And you were in the middle of it and it just said, the recording has stopped. What do you do from there? You're like, all right, let me go figure out what the issue was. The issue was, I think it just needed to restart. The crazy thing is, it didn't give you a head start, a heads up before it said, I'm gonna need a head start.
Nope.
8 minutes and 30 seconds into your recording. But what you do is, after you figure some things out, you say, oh, we're gonna take this a part one and part two. Keep it going.
Yep, because we're not able to combine the recording. We can't start over. Well, it wouldn't behoove us to start over
Because
because,
there's some good
yeah,
shit.
you're not going to get that same energy, that same fire, that same passion or drive. You're not going to get that in a redo, right?
Yeah,
Redos are typically done quicker.
the one thing about a redo and a rework is not as good as the first. So we would never been able to capture that lightning in the bottle we had at that point in time. So what we're just doing is we're going to extend the lightning and just say we're going to get them two thunderstorms instead of one.
That's right.
So this week you'll get two episode drops from us, and we hopefully that y'all listen to both of them to get a complete picture of what we're talking about, not taking a break. Because this is the thing. We're just trying to get people to understand. Taking those breaks can be
They
detrimental.
can.
We're looking right now in this economic climate in the United States. There are businesses that are folding left and right that never took a break. Going out of business after so and so years, last days, closing now, changing locations, couldn't find a setup. When people and businesses take breaks, it can be detrimental to business. And when we talk about business, we talk about that thing that's your livelihood, your way of surviving and thriving. You got to understand that hurts.
Right, it does.
And when somebody or people be like, man, I'm just tired. Okay.
Hell, me too.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that's tired. But I'm going to tell you know who ain't tired? People who became millionaires in their 50s. The people who their fourth business is the one that made it. The people who turned around during this pandemic and became billionaires. The people who said, I don't give a damn. I gotta get it now.
Yeah.
Those are the people that will say, do not stop. You was Miss Parker, you was just at a
I
conference.
was just about to say,
Let me not steal your thunder. Go on, take the wheel.
no. I was literally just at in essence, a medical conference with our oldest child. We were in Massachusetts for like a week. And yeah, that's an interesting place, okay? It's real interesting. I need them to get some salt and pepper. Okay, yeah. So we were in Massachusetts at a medical conference, and essentially the host, I'm gonna call him the host because he was really live. He was talking to the participants in the crowd, these, high school students, and he was telling them that don't give up, right? He said, but more importantly, don't take a break. And I just kind of look like, huh? I feel like he's talking to me too. Like I probably got more insight out of him than some of the students. But he was like, don't take a break. When you see others slowing down because they need to rest, you keep going. You go harder if you can. Don't take a break. Like, I don't think I've ever attended anything, a seminar, a symposium, a conference, whatever. I don't think I've ever attended one that was addressed to high school students, right? And in this world of mental health, right? Mental health and lackluster work ethic, right? I heard some of the most high esteemed, prestigious people literally let roll off their lips to these high school students, don't take a break. And it was just mind blowing to me. I felt like they were talking to me. And I talked to my daughter. I'm like, do you get what he was saying? And she was like, yeah, I got it. I'm like, most people are like, take a break when you feel like it, when you need it, your mental health. No. These, when I say medical professionals that have paved the way, that are, you know, that are like the lines that you read about in history, like they're teaching new students based off of principles, theories, and tactics that these individuals created and handcrafted, right? These are the people telling them, don't take a break. They were like, I ain't take a break. I didn't stop. One of them in particular talked about they went up for funding from NIHS, the National Institutes of Health, right? They were trying to get funding for their research. NIH declined them. NIH literally declined them and said, what you're trying to do is impossible. Yeah. And the doctor literally said he was at home and he was just thinking like, do I stop? Do I keep going? He was like, he kept going. He somehow found another like funding source, another resource for funding. He went back, reworked his whole plan, got so far down the path of what he was doing with his in essence, clinical trials and studies, he was able to go back to NIH, right? For an additional round of funding to keep going. And NIH basically brought out the money guns for him. And you know what NIH told him? The same reviewers, because when you're going up for these funding sources, you have peer reviewers. I've sat on those boards and reviewed who gets allocated what dollars for which projects, right? I've sat on that. And it's literally legit a human perspective. And the same people that declined him the first time literally talked to him and said, we're so glad you didn't stop. Boy, we're glad you didn't listen to us. And he was like, that was pie in their face. So now they're bringing out the money guns. And this is the man that ultimately wrote like the standard operating procedures for stem cells. Like this is the man that did that. Now, where would we be had he stopped because NIH told him what he was doing was impossible?
The mortality rate for people that did not know that stem cells would even be around would
Right.
be probably 100%.
Right. It wouldn't even half the stuff we're able to do wouldn't even be here. Like some of the I don't want to say cures, but some of the fixes wouldn't be here.
But joke that term cured. Yes,
Yeah.
you're on precise. You're pretty much on point because you also got to understand that stem cell research across the globe is a multi-trillion dollar business.
I don't even think it's enough zeros for it.
And you know what he got in on? Like you said, he got in on that multi-trillion dollar
Yeah. Yeah.
business.
So his whole perspective is don't stop. When you get tired, keep going. When you see them get tired, keep going. When they're not even tired, but they decide they're gonna take a break, keep going. Ain't no time for no break.
What do I always talk about when I this when we discussing life? Life ain't nothing but that dash in between them two numbers.
Charlene.
Your dash ain't gonna say so and so did this and then they kind of took a little time off and did this and that. Your dash is just it. That's all you got. Your dash doesn't equate to time off,
Nope.
time done,
Nope.
hard work,
Nope.
dedication, and fixes and ooh, they started and stopped and started and stopped. No, it's it. That's just the dash.
Yep.
When people have changed this world, it's because they didn't stop.
Yes.
I told my wife, I have a little bit of an ego. I said, shit, they almost tried to take me out this thing. I said, well, what I'm gonna try to do is with me and your help, I'm gonna try to put our fist in the ground and just slow this world down a little bit. And people are like, what does that mean? That means ain't no stopping.
Nope.
My fist, with her help, has been in the ground since 2019. And I'm gonna tell you, just keep your eye on us. We've been telling you. My wife, like, we ain't took no vacations. It's for a reason. That don't mean we're gonna take a whole bunch of them soon. But the issue is, it's because we putting this work in that I know that at some point we're gonna have some things that's gonna run without us having to tap it every day.
Right.
And
right.
That's when you can enjoy the fruits of your labor.
When you can get to autopilot.
We close to autopilot.
I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
We are working diligently, putting the time in when you might have said, man, I need a break. I need some time to myself.
Yeah, I say that all the time.
And I tell her, and I tell her, what time yourself gonna do? And she be like, you right.
And then I gotta
nah, we gotta go.
So even at a conference halfway, you know, over halfway across the country, these esteemed individuals were spouting and touting and yelling to the rooftop to high school students, do not take a break.
And we talking to grown folk now.
Right.
So they telling the kids that's 16, 17,
don't
18,
take a break, yeah.
Don't take a break. To you 20-something others to 70-something others that's probably listening.
20-dash, whatever.
Don't take a break.
Nope.
Give it your all.
Yep.
What you think you may get out of it may not be what you get out of
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
You definitely ain't going to get nothing out of it if you stop.
Yep. If you don't do it, there's nothing to be gotten.
No risk, no reward.
Yep.
Catch y'all next time.